education is of the utmost importance, because if you're not educated, you can't make the right decisions when it comes time and a decision needs to be made. You know, there's a right and there's a wrong way to do things. And if you're not educated, you're going to always choose the wrong side.
Hey, I'm proud of you, though. For real. Seriously. Appreciate it. I am. I saw you come in as a rookie, and you just grew so much as a player, as a husband, as a father. So what can you attest to that?
All credit has to go, obviously, to my parents, being raised by them, being fortunate enough to have, you know, both parents in the household and be, you know, raised by them. And, you know, my dad, my grandfather, my dad's dad was a pastor. And so, and my mom comes from a strong, you know, Christian background. They just, you know, were two great parents and instilled in me, you know, a lot of core values, you know, as I was growing up, which obviously helped me in forming my foundation as well, because I was fortunate enough, you know, to have that family support like that. And I know a lot of kids, you know, especially today, they don't have a positive role model, let alone these young men and women out there have a positive male role model in today's society.
So why is it so important to you? I mean, because your job is to go out there and make people miss and score touchdowns. So why is it so important that you give back to the youth?
I think it's so important because, you know, the stage that we're allowed to play on and use as a football player in the NFL is so broad and so big, and you can touch so many people in different ways. And I feel like it's a must that we use that to do positive work, especially in the community, and then especially in with the youth, because they're so young and their minds can be shaped in so many different ways, especially in today's society, where with stuff on TV or, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, you want to be that positive effect on them that can obviously shape their life.
So what does it mean to you to be nominated for Walter Payton Man of the Year?
It means a lot. Obviously being a player, same position, and the same team that he had his illustrious career for. And so it means a lot, you know, mentioned among that name and for that award as well. And what this award means and what it's about is, you know, mind-blowing to me. And, you know, I'm thankful that I'm able to be recognized in that aspect.
So at the Super Bowl, when they say the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award goes to Matt Forte, how would you feel?
It'd be a great accomplishment. You know, it would feel, if not better, but just as good as, you know, scoring a touchdown in the Super Bowl, because of what the weight that award holds. You know, it means that you're off the field. You know, obviously on the field you're doing good things and you've been able to be successful, but off the field is a different story. You know, it's hard to do some things off the field where you can get recognized for doing some of those things and doing positive things in communities and neighborhoods and stuff like that. And, you know, it takes time to do that type of stuff and effort. Just like you put time and effort on the field, you have to do that stuff off the field. So it'd be an honor to, you know, be obviously named that.
Here you go, brother. Make sure you use them notepads. Take them notes in class. Take your notes.
You know, I think education is so important because no matter your situation, you know, no matter, you know, what neighborhood you grow up in or whatever, your education can take you out of that situation or whatever. Your education can help you to make when life, you know, brings about decisions that you have to make, you know, peer pressure. You're smart enough, you're educated enough to make those good decisions where if not, you know, you may get blindsided by something you're not expecting. And so, you know, education is very important and it can take you a long way.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they do camps in like the suburbs and stuff like that, or they do charity work in the suburbs, but you go to Inglewood.
Yeah, I just feel like those kids, you know, obviously they're at a disadvantage, you know, right off. I felt like that's one of the places where I would need to start. On weekends during the summer, a lot of kids are out of school and there's no youth center or nothing like that for them to go in and you know, have anything to do. And as we know, you know, when you're young, if you don't have nothing to do, you're going to get into some trouble.
It just finds you.
Yeah, so, you know, to go down there on the weekends and spend time with a lot of these kids, they appreciate it, but also it's helping them. If I can go down there and impact them in a positive way, it can help out.
Double, you know it's a serious interview when you break out that sweater vest.
Yeah. The sweater vest. You have to be serious when you're wearing a sweater vest. You can't spell serious without sweater vest. You know that.
Actually, I think you can.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It was still really cool to see you and Matt sit down for a serious interview. I know you're good friends. So.
Yeah, it was so tough to do that. I mean, right after the interview, we both just started busting out laughing. So I just want to congratulate you, Matt. It's an honor just to be nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. And you deserve it, man. You're in the community all the time. You're helping students. You're helping kids all the time, man. Hats off to you. Love you, man.
It was really nice. Yeah, we'll find out who the winner is Super Bowl weekend. So good luck to Matt.